other, we have folks joining us.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. So, I now call this Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting into order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mello?
Here.
Commissioner Avil?
Here.
Commissioner Lindler?
Yes.
Hold one sec, we have Mr. Right on time.
Caltrans actually started doing paperwork at 8:30 this morning.
Ms. Janine, you asked for me. I'm here as well as...
Commissioner Fowle is...
I'm present.
Walked in the room, and Commissioner Hart is absent today.
Okay, thank you.
I'm mostly here to hear what it is.
Hold on, I gotta pull up my agenda.
I sat there for 20 minutes.
I would read.
Yeah. Usually they don't start until 9 o'clock. They let people go.
Yeah, the agenda, yeah.
Then at 9 they start.
So did we have the April 20th minutes?
No, I didn't finish them.
Okay.
So no minutes.
Okay, got it. So, approval of minutes. The minutes from the April 20th, 22 Planning Commission meeting will be submitted for approval on June 15th, 2022 Planning Commission meeting. Okay, unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Conflict of interest. Are there any conflicts of interest that need to be declared by our commissioners?
Nothing I know.
Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Presentation of documents. All items presented to the planning commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the commission should be given to the clerk of the commission for distribution to the commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the commission at the speaking table, just there, and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and your address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. Okay, 7, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to a majority of the legislative body, will be available for public inspection at 806 South Main Street, Yreka, California 96097, at the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All project documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department at 806 South Main Street, Yreka, California 96097, and are available for public review. So, item 8 on the agenda shows the public hearing protocol. I'm not going to read it in its entirety, but for those in the audience, please review that hearing protocol. Okay. Projects heard at this Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. The appeals must be submitted to the county clerk office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the Siskiyou County Planning at or prior to the public hearing. Okay, item 10. Are there any changes to agenda items or consideration of agenda items to be continued? Staff, any changes? Okay. Thank you. Seeing no old business, we'll move on to new business. The first item is the Lopez Garcia use permit, UP 21-32. Staff report, please.
Good morning, Shelley Gray, Assistant Planner. Michael Lopez and Claudia Garcia are requesting a use permit approval to allow a short-term rental use of their existing single-family dwelling. Their property is located at 1614 Laura Marie Lane, approximately 1.9 miles northwest of the city of Mount Shasta, within the city's sphere of influence. It is approximately a 2.51-acre parcel that is developed with a single-family dwelling. The dwelling is approximately 2,054 square foot dwelling with four bedrooms. The property is within the Rural Residential Agricultural Zoning District, which allows short-term rentals upon issuance of a use permit. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area. The dwelling has been inspected by the Building Division and Environmental Health Division. Four bedrooms are to be used as sleeping quarters within the proposed short-term vacation rental. Based on the capacity of the existing septic system, Environmental Health has determined that a maximum of eight guests could be accommodated at any one time. Five parking spaces are required for this proposed vacation rental. Adequate parking spaces are available in the driveway and on the north and south side of the residence. This project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA per section 15301, as it is in an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. Environmental Health, the Building Division, and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding the requirements. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving the use permit for this project. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Let's see, so I'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Are there any project proponents? Is there any online?
Seeing none.
Okay, seeing none. Oh, I see a hand now.
Number ending in 5694, go ahead and speak.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Danielle. This is Bob Hawkins.
Good morning.
I just have a few questions about this project.
Through the chair.
I don't know enough. I'm a direct landowner.
Excuse me, Mr. Hawkins?
Bob? I do have the notice. Go ahead.
Hold one sec. Could you state, for the record, could you state your address? We got your name as Bob Hawkins, but we need your address.
Sure. Bob Hawkins, 1635 Laura Marie Lane.
Great.
I am an adjacent landowner to the proposed project.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I found out about this last night. I didn't receive anything in the mail. I didn't see it in the 60 Daily News, we didn't receive any notification or anything from the county. So I'm just more interested in the process. I did download the application, the packet that was PDF onto the agenda. So I have gone through it in the last 30 minutes. But really, it's just I don't know enough, I guess, to ask questions today, but there's always questions to ask. And so it looks like there might have been some notifications, maybe some on-site visits. Is that the case? Was there any opportunity before today, I guess, for landowners to engage or to talk or to have the opportunity to meet when there was inspections on site or discussion?
There was a notice of public hearing published in the Siskiyou Daily News on May 4th. And we also mailed adjacent property owners within 300 feet of the subject property on May 2nd. And that would have given an opportunity to communicate in writing any comments or contact me for any questions. And this is Shelley Gray, the assistant planner.
We didn't receive anything from the county. And we are adjacent landowners.
Okay.
But within 300 feet.
So, again, You know, just generally, you know, I've always had, you know, we had the one adjacent to us on the other side that's not permitted. And there's been discussions back and forth with county over that for years with traffic, road maintenance. Road is single lane. I'm the only one who maintains it. I surface it. I grade it. It's just those kinds of questions that the traffic's going to increase and, you know, what are we going to do about our road? There are multiple dead trees on the property. It hasn't been lived in for quite some time. I don't know if anybody commented on that, but there's some safety issues for the people who are going to rent it. Snags that are very close to the house, things like that. So I'm just more interested in maybe the process and because I just found out about it late last night. That's all. That's it for me.
Okay, great. Thanks. We'll have discussion once we bring it back to the commission. So thank you. Any other project proponents? Okay, seeing none. Any project opponents? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. Commissioner comments, questions?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
In the staff report, it says, quote, approximately 2.51 acres. Is it or is it not larger than 2.5 acres?
It's stated in our system that the assessor assesses and puts it in megabyte. It says 2.51.
Okay, so it's not approximately, it is.
They don't, assessor's maps do not guarantee to leave.
And I guess here's where my concern is. On a little tiny 2.5 acre place, why are we using terms like approximately when we should know definitively what its size is and whether or not it meets compliance with the county's recent order that vacation rentals only are allowed in parcels that are 2.5 or larger? Because when I saw the approximately on 2.51, that raises a yellow flag. Are we certain that it is 2.5 or larger, or is it possible it's 2.49?
I can answer that if you'd like. This is Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. So we go off of the assessor's calculated acreage to determine if it meets that 2.5 acre minimum or not. And the reason we added the word approximately is because if there's not a recent survey on the property that gives us an exact size, we do not want to assume that that is exactly correct. It could be 2.513. It could be 2.509. So we say approximately unless they have a recent survey that gives us an actual exact calculated acreage on that property.
But we are confident that it is at least 2.5.
Yes. Usually when we have a 2.5, what was it, one? Is that what it was? Usually those are based off of some older surveyed records of the property. In this case, I'm not terribly familiar with this subdivision, but I believe that it was created by subdivision map, but I don't have the staff report in front of me. If it was created by subdivision map, that means that it was surveyed at one point, and that's the calculated acreage that the assessor is using.
Okay. Does the assessor use approximately or plus or minus?
They do not use either term. If you look in their system, which is called megabyte, they just have size and then they have an acreage. And sometimes it doesn't even have anything. If it has nothing, then we have to do a little bit more research other than just using whatever that number is that they're using.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions, Mr. Fowle? Commissioner Veal?
Nope.
Commissioner Miller?
Nope.
Okay. I do have a question just in response to Mr. Hawkins in the audience. He had contacted me when I first came on to the commission about a landowner at the end. And so I know he's expressed concern. There was a landowner in the cul-de-sac that was advertising as a VRBO. Um, What's the, is there any way we can verify, because I know he's been a concerned landowner, if he was not on the adjacent landowners list at this meeting?
No, I don't have it in the
You don't have the list?
It's on the digital file.
Okay. Because I know he has been a concerned citizen about that, and the biggest issue is, like he said, is just the noise, trespassing on his property, and then the speed at which people travel. Last I was out at Laura Marie, because I used to live there, not on Laura Marie, but a couple of streets over when I lived in Mount Shasta 20 years ago, less. It's a dirt road, or at least it was a dirt road, so they were concerned about that. As far as the process to answer Mr. Hawkins is, the Planning Commission, our role is to review and make sure that the project in front of us is compliant with the standards and codes that we have. And then once that's, you know, in our mind satisfied, the appeals can happen. And then that, correct me if I'm wrong, counsel, but then that appeal, if he had any concerns, would go to the supervisors, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So just that's the avenue if I'm answering his question correct. But I don't have any questions per se on this ordinance this project, because it does meet all of the typical statutes and rules that we typically evaluate. And that's the only thing that we can base our judgment on, if I'm correct in that as well. So with that, let's see, where am I at here?
Chair, are you ready for a motion?
Yes, please.
I move that we adopt resolution PC 2022-010, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Lopez Garcia use permit UP-21-32 and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? So this is a voice vote. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay. Okay, agenda item number 2 is the Timber Hitch Mine, SP22-01. Staff report, please.
This is Bernadette Sisson, Assistant Planner. The project before you today is a request by the Community Development Department, which oversees the surface mining program, to determine whether Butte Creek Minerals LTD, the operator of Timber Hitch Mine, is financially incapable of completing reclamation of the surface mine site. The site is located in Butte Valley, east of Highway 97 and south of East Ball Mountain, Little Shasta Road. The mine site is situated in a largely agricultural area and has been utilized prior to the ratification of SMARA and since under use permit 79-31 and reclamation plan 79-31. The most recent mining operation was conducted by Butte Creek Minerals LTD with Cliff McMillan III, the president of the corporation, as well as the mine operator. The subject property is owned by the Williamsons. However, the mineral rights are under the ownership of Butte Creek Minerals. County and Division of Mine Reclamation staff visited the site on May 12th. We have prepared a presentation to show you the current site conditions and give you an idea of what will be required to reclaim the mine site. The quarry consists of two open pit areas identified as the east and west quarries. So we're going to start with the east quarry site. Within the east quarry, there's an approximately 1 acre equipment storage area, which contains miscellaneous mining equipment, waste tires, and stockpiles of processed materials. Also, areas where overburden and topsoil have been stockpiled still remain. Here you can see some of the mining equipment, there's some farm equipment that seems to have been utilized in the mining operation. It is anticipated that little to none of the equipment is usable and would likely be scrap recycled. The processed materials located in East Quarry consist of small round rocks suitable for landscaping material. A large overburden pile, approximately 355 cubic yards, will need to be evenly redistributed in the area and reseeded.
How much quantity was?
Approximately 355 cubic yards. The overburden and topsoil in the northwestern portion of the east quarry will be pushed into the excavated areas, graded, and reseeded. Moving on to the west quarry, this area has been reclaimed with the exception of removal of equipment, waste concrete, and a processed material stockpile. Once the equipment, concrete, and stockpile is removed, the area is reseeded, this area will be considered reclaimed. As you can see, the mine site is naturally revegetated with native grasses, forbs, and brush. The stockpiles of processed materials, topsoil, and overburden will need to be removed or redistributed per the reclamation plan. The miscellaneous equipment must be removed from the site. Areas disturbed during the removal and redistribution will need to be reseeded as required by the approved reclamation plan. Under the Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, better known as SMARA, mine operators are required to maintain a financial assurance mechanism payable to the lead agency, being Siskiyou County, and the California Division of Mine Reclamation, DMR, should an operator not or is not able to reclaim the site. This mechanism is to be updated annually as determined by the financial assurance cost estimate, which is provided by the operator for approval by DMR and the county. Unfortunately, Butte Creek Minerals had not provided an adequate estimate since 2015 and did not agree with the estimate proposed by the county, which in turn has caused no adjustment to the mechanism, which remains at $3,347. A long history of litigation regarding orders to comply and vested rights have been finalized by legal ruling. Mr. McMillan has since passed away. Mrs. McMillan has dissolved Butte Creek Minerals LTD. Staff has provided the commission with a copy of the 30-day hearing notice required by Public Resources Code Section 2773.1B1 and should be made part of the official record. Staff recommends the commission find the operator is financially incapable of completing reclamation in accordance with the approved reclamation plan, directing staff to cause forfeiture of the financial assurance for reclamation of the mine site and determine the project exempt from CEQA pursuant to 15321 enforcement actions by regulatory agencies, as it is a county-initiated request to consider reclamation status and operator's financial ability to reclaim the mine site. Should the commissioners agree, there's a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for staff at this time? Okay, seeing none, we did recently receive some correspondence that is now part of the public record. See, I have not myself had a chance to go through all of this, but does County Council have a copy of this letter?
Yes, County Council does have a copy, and The individual that wrote the letter is on the line here, so it must be...
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, so, so at this time, I will open up for public hearing. And we'll start with project proponent. So those in favor of the project?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are a project proponent and would like to comment, please raise your hand now. Seeing one.
And we have
one in the audience.
Oops. Do we? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we have one in the audience and one online. Go ahead and start with the gentleman online. And then don't forget to start with your name and your address. And then as far as your time, I had read in the opening minutes that you have 5 minutes.
So if you are in the audience today and you would like to comment as a project proponent, please step up to the podium and state your name and address.
I'm sorry, I raised my hand by mistake because the project is to pass the resolution and I am urging the commission to table this for a month or so.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, my name is Jack Williamson.
Okay.
My address is 18801 Levers Lane in Gold, California, and I'm a landowner. And the only thing that I want to bring up is the prior use permit. The prior use permit is decades old, and if this project is actually completed, we'd like to see the use permit terminated. The use permit actually asked for $500,000 of liability insurance. During the first reclamation, no insurance by Butte Creek Mineral was used during the completion of the post-76 reclamation. And so that we would see the use permit terminated after reclamation of the final reclamation. That's what I'm here for.
Great, thank you. Okay, great. Any questions?
You spoke before on this issue, didn't you?
I don't think so.
No? That's all right. It's okay.
Great, thank you. Let's see, and then any other project proponents? Okay, now we'll move to project opponents. And I'm not sure if these two speaker cards are opponents. Oh, yes, I have one. Cliff McMillan. And then Marilee Cross, are you an opponent or just general comment?
I'm a landowner in the area and I have not heard anything about it.
Okay, so we'll have you in general comment then. I'll put you in general comment. Okay. So I'd like to call Cliff McMillan, please, if you could approach the podium.
There was a letter that was sent to you guys yesterday via email that needs to get read long before I take the stand.
You want us to read that out loud? Yes.
Through the chair?
Through the chair, yes. Yeah.
Mr. Buckall said he would, if he could call in, he wouldn't require us to read it. And he's on the line.
When did he request that?
It's in his letter. That's the letter that came this morning.
Yeah.
And it said that if he was able to call in.
Yeah, I haven't been able to read it all.
Yeah, I'm on page 3.
I think he only wanted it read if he couldn't call in. That was my
understanding. Can we just take a break so we can finish reading these?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's take 10 minutes so we can take some time to read all this and let's see. So I'm going to table this meeting. I'm showing 2:30. We'll rejoin at 2:40.